makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sarah Salazar from the Sipatlamin ENSA.
Yes.
Welcome to Sydney.
Yay! It's nice to be back again.
Nakasama na namin ang Sipatlamin when you did an exhibit and some workshop.
Was this in Castlemaine or in Gobierno? Yes, and we've also done a few other projects there, like Awake Kids, Killing Kids back in 2014, which was a documentary theater performance about a performance that we did in the Philippines called Batalha Royal. And then again in February for Asia Topa, Asia Trinal of Performing Arts, where we did Hidden Economy Servicio, which talked about effective labor in the Philippines. Yes. Oo, parang ganon. But we've been lucky to have a lot of collaborators willing to engage with us. Pero we're very lucky because for this year's project here in Blacktown Art Center, it's our first time to directly engage with the Filipino communities.
Balikbayan.
So it's part of the Balikbayan exhibit or general programming of artists who have Filipino heritage. So we're a group from Manila, the Philippines. We're based there. And so we're coming here to create a collective, co-imagined work called Mahal Kita Future Bayan, a performance potluck fiesta.
Wow. Ang ganda at ang sarap pakinggan.
Sana. Ganun din yung vibe na gusto naming i-create. So, naging Mahal Kita Future Bayan, Mahal Kita, literally, I love you, kung paano natin tinatranslate. But we also wanted to play with the meanings of it. So, mahal is also expensive in the Philippines. And kita, so babaguhin mo lang yung intonation, kita means to profit or to gain. So, somehow thinking about a rich exchange. So, Sipatlawin and Sam is quite known for site-specific interactive or participatory works. So what we're going to do here is to create, like I said, a performance potluck fiesta, inviting people to share food, bring food, also ideas, stories, dance, music, whatever they have, or just themselves, engage with different people from different communities, create that platform to connect, to nurture this togetherness. And future buy-in, because we wanted to imagine a future, a borderless future where people can coexist in harmony. So really thinking about one of the essences of Philippine culture, which is, you know, love. Simply that.
So, gagamit ng Sipatlawin yung art in terms of making people aware of social issues. Gano'y ito ka-importante?
Very, very important. In all the works that we create, lagi naming in-acknowledge yung social, economic, at political conditions sa communities mismo. Because we acknowledge, by creating site-specific works, we acknowledge site as not just only the space, but also the people who exist in that space. So understanding the culture there, how people interact, and how we can come in and create that platform for deeper interaction. Yeah.
And this art that you are doing with Blacktown Art Center, you have also invited some Australian Filipino artists based here in Blacktown or in Sydney.
Yes.
Ano yung magiging participation nila?
So, in general, yung buong araw, so I'm just gonna talk about the days. September 16, dito sa Blacktown Art Center, we're using the whole space, so from the outside, itong theater, and then also interacting with exhibits ng mga visual artists na kasama sa Balikbayan. So, the idea is to invite different personas from different communities here in Blacktown and Australia, not just Filipinos, but also non-Filipinos who have I think special affinity for the Filipino communities, maybe past collaborators of ours or people that we've just met na nilink up sa amin nila Pascal Berry. So the idea is to create a performance potluck fiesta to co-imagine a borderless future that nurtures love, pagmamahalan. We're really looking at the notion of kapwa. So in Filipino psychology, kapwa is seen as the self in the other. And times like this, kung ang dami nating balita na naririnig, nakarumaldumal, tsaka nakakalungkot, inisip talaga na parang ang isa sa mga solusyon na pwede ay i-nurture yung pakikipagkapwa ng mga tao. So sinusundan din namin yung notion ng bayanihan. So pagsasama-sama. Pagsama-sama, kayang-kaya. Yun yung chinachant namin lagi. Tapos also yung notion ng bahala na, tacit trust. So hindi lang basta na parang ay bahala na, wala kang pakialam, pero bahala na nagtitiwala ka na dadating yung kailangan mo. Dahil andyan yung ibang mga tao, oo, para tulungan ka. So yung buong araw ay parang ganun, cultural jamming, ritual jamming, performance jamming. Tapos mag-e-end siya sa Inang Bayan tribute. So yung buong araw, redefining din yung fiesta framework natin na may tiyangge. Kasi yung marketplace talaga is a space for cultural and interpersonal exchange. So you wanted to pursue that, pero i-redefine din kung ano yung mode of exchange natin. What if hindi commercial yung basis? What if nag-exchange tayo ng trust or love or initial openness? And then eventually converging sa end nung araw with our Inang Bayan tribute, which is redefining the notion of Inang Bayan. Kasi sa Pilipinas, kunwari, laging projected si Inang Bayan na kawawa, struggling, nahihirapan. So iniisip namin, sa future ba pwedeng i-shift natin? Or future as present? Pwede bang i-shift natin yung pagtingin kay Inang Bayan na isang empowered na being? And then also playing with the idea of ilaw ng tahanan. So ilaw ng tahanan, lagi di bang binibigay siya sa nanay? Or sa tingin ko, merong tendency na i-allocate lang yung malaking responsibilidad sa isang tao. So yung question din namin, pwede bang hindi lang nanay yung ilaw ng tahanan, pwede bang i-share ng lahat ng mga tao sa community yon as light bearers of our nation? So it is about community engagement and creating deeper exchange. And also connecting, I think, personas from different communities here to come together and see where that takes us. Ayan.
Kanina nabanggit mo about sa tiyangge, ibig ba sabihin may bilihan, may bentahan ng arts or ng...
Merong exchange. So think barter, na hindi man pera yung... merong mga magbebenta ng pagkain, syempre kasi kailangan natin ng pagkain during the event. Pero yung bulk ng performance programming ay in-explore yung ibang forms ng exchange. So, tinitingnan namin din kung ano ba talaga yung nagpapamahal sa isang bagay. So, for example, we arrived with the idea of a free market. So, playing with the idea of a flea market, tiyangge, literally. Flea market, F-L-E-E. So in the context of the diaspora dito, dahil nga ang daming migrant communities dito sa Australia and particularly sa Blacktown. But transforming it to a free market, something with more freedom to look at other forms of exchange, maybe freedom to express. So kunwari meron kaming device na, what if meron tayong mga objects, parang sa tiyangge, nilalatag mo dyan, pero imbis na binibenta mo, pwede mo lang silang ipamigay. Pero given na, lahat naman ng mga bagay na used na, kasi syempre sa Pilipinas, ang hiling natin sa mga ukay-ukay. Pero hindi mo alam kung saan sila nanggaling. So yung isang challenge namin, para dun sa mga magpa-participate dun sa free market, what if lagyan ng kwento? So ikukwento nung may-ari kung saan nanggaling, paano siya minahal, at anong klaseng tao yung, or anong klaseng bagong tahanan yung hinahanap niya. Ano kaya yung magta-transform dun sa meaning or pagkamahal nung isang object? At magkikreate ba yun ng deeper na pag-alaga para dun sa susunod na kukuha sa kanya? So things like that. Marami ding storytelling, exchanges dito, people talking about their experiences of being migrants here in Australia. People talking about their experiences of, so mga second generation dito na talaga lumaki, oo. Na gustong i-access din yung Philippines or yung pinagmulan nila somehow. So, batuhan ng kwento. Meron kaming mga one-on-one concert, mga ganan. Storytelling na gumagalaw sa spaces. Kinikwento din kung kinoconnect namin dun sa iba't ibang mga naka-exhibit dyan. Merong jamming, of course, ng music. So, palitan lang, or pagsama sa iba sa pagkanta, pagsayaw, o kung ano man. At syempre, exchange ng food, exchange ng ideas. So, nag-invite kami ng iba't ibang personas mula dito para mag-pitch in ng sarili nilang perspectives. Kasi when doing community work, I think in-acknowledge lagi na parang kunwari as artists coming into a community, hindi ka talaga nag-impose ng views mo, pero binubuksan mo yung platform para mag-share ng sarili-sariling ideas. Pagbubukas ng platform para marinig yung boses ng nakararami. Yun, so kung ano yung mga dala ng mga collaborators na in-invite namin, ito yung binubuno pa namin. At yun yung makikita sa September 16.
Kaya kailangan pumunta sila.
Yes! Sana po pumunta po tayo.
Coming from Philippines to Australia, syempre, you are sharing your arts and yung galing ng talento o ng sining ng Pinoy. Pero you're also learning from the local Australian
definitely,
artists.
Definitely.
Gaano kahalaga, kaimportante yung sharing, collaboration from the Manila artists and the Sydney-based artists?
Very important. Pero I think number one, medyo malabnow na kasi yung idea ng nationhood. So, kumbaga, kung may minimeet kaming tao, hindi talaga namin directly inisip na ay Australian lang siya. Or ay Filipino lang siya. Yun nga yung magandang paglaruan. Kasi dito, pag nakameet kami ng Filipino-Australian, maganda ding itanong, anong ibig sabihin nun? Ibig sabihin ba, schizophrenic siya na? Ay, may time na Filipino lang ko. Ay, may time na Australian. Usually, magkahalo na yon, nagta-transform kasi yung notion natin ng citizenship and then in that sense yung notion natin ng self, yung attachment natin sa isang nation or pagiging citizen, so yung identity natin. So importante yung collaboration, naniniwala kami doon, lalo na community-based yung performances namin kasi pag pumapasok kami sa kahit anong klase ng engagement, importanteng mag-create ng relationships, tao sa tao, yun yung inuuna. So, kailangang makinig yung acknowledgement na pag pumasok ka, hindi ka nag-impose ng sagot, pero you're creating discourse with the people you're working with. So, napaka-importante ng conversation, pakikinig kung ano yung baon ng bawat isa. Kasi merong interesting.
I'm getting from them.
Oo, at isinasama namin yung mga ideas nila. So, the work transforms, depende kung sinong pumunta at sinong sumama. At I think yun yung din yung beauty nun, yung idea ng diversity. Kasi kahit, kunwari, sa Pilipino, marami yung lineage. Eh. Kunwari, ako may Chinese, Spanish, native Filipino blood. So parang pag pinaghalo-halo mo yun, what does that mean? So kahit yung notion ng Filipino-ness, hindi siya homogeneous na, ay Pilipino ka lang, ito lang yung itsura mo. So lalo na kapag napunta ka pa sa ibang bansa, yung influence ng ibang kultura, nagtatransform din lahat. So I think importante nga acknowledge yung hybridity nun. At I think pinapalakas niya yung mga taong nagsasama-sama, yung pag-accept, pagtanggap, pakikinig, pakikisama, at pakikiisa dun sa mga kasama mo.
Mm-mm. Last na lang ito. Nagbabahagi kayo dito sa Australia, pero pag uwi ninyo, ibinabahagi rin ninyo ito sa mga kasamahan ninyo at sa mga younger artists.
Lagi. Laging ganun. I think kung paano din kami magtrabaho, we don't think of a work as an end, pero opportunity siya to learn. At kung ano yung natutunan mo, ibabalik mo din yung experience na yun. Kahit saan ka magpunta, sa Pilipinas, pag-uwi, o kahit saan man. Baon mo yung mga kwento ng mga tao, inaalagaan mo yun. Baon mo yung mga ideas nila, acknowledging na binago ka din nung mga ideas nung mga na katungo mo. And also, sinishare din namin definitely yung experiences namin dun sa mga kasama namin sa Pilipinas. Whether it be by performing the work also in the Philippines or creating a work na bago using those learnings from our past works. So laging may notion ng pagpapatuloy. I think kinakapitan din namin si yung sinabi ni Sir Patrick Flores ng UP Vargas Museum sa Pilipinas. Kinuwento niya last year nagka contemporary performance conference kami sa Carnival Festival na initiative din ng Sipatlawin. In-address niya yung notion ng katutubo. Kasi diba native or indigenous, yun yung loose translation. And with performance ngayon, sa Pilipinas lalo, laging parang may hati yung traditional art, contemporary art. Pero yung proposal niya, kung sasabihin mong katutubo, yung word na tubo ay emergence. So imagine mo yung isang plant na nagugrow long, umuusbong, katutubo. So rooted ka dun sa nagsimula, kasama ka pa rin sa kanya. So walang clear na hati.
Kundi tumubo at
oo, nagbabago, umuusbong, nagiging ibang bagay, nag-iiba ng forma, pero laging connected 'yan. So 'yun din yung tinitignan namin or laging sinasaisip ngayon na, okay, lahat ng ginagawa namin, influenced siya ng mga natutunan namin from the Philippines, from Philippine history, lahat ng mga nakasama namin sa iba't ibang performances namin around the Philippines and other parts of the world. At lagi't-lagi, yung kung ano kami ngayon ay dahil sa lahat ng experiences na to. Ganun.
Maraming salamat, Sarah Salazar, from the Taglavin Council.
Salamat.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.